And that's weird. I can see all of our video in OBS when I bring up the details on it, but I can't see it when it's... Oh, I know why. God, this thing just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah, that's why I'm recording the backup.
Yeah, we'll just use the audio out of this again because, you know, it's going to be stupid.
Did you shunt it through the ODN conduit?
No, not yet. I haven't reversed the polarity on it yet either.
Because, I mean, that's what Jordy would do.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
You know, when in doubt, just do whatever Jordy would do.
I posted a meme this week, and it was a Jeffries tube. It had a picture of Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the butler.
That's funny.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
That's funny. Hey, you know what? You guys, you know I'm always on the lookout for, like, Star Trek connections that I didn't realize. So I found one last night. I couldn't sleep. So... I'm flipping through Netflix, and I watched a movie that I watched once when it first came out in 2004. You guys remember The Terminal with Tom Hanks?
Okay, this movie has come up this week out of random. It's so weird.
I think because it's on Netflix for the first time in 10 years. That's probably why it's come up.
But, it's just the Russian guy who can't leave the terminal.
Yeah, well, he's not Russian. He's from an... Eastern European nation. I think it's a fictitious nation that they made up for the movie, Krakozia.
Wakanda.
But basically what happens is the government falls while he's in the air. So there's a coup in his home country. He's traveling to the United States, and there's a coup. The country's taken over. So when he lands, his passport is invalid, so he can't come into the United States. They can't send him back because his passport is issued by a country that doesn't exist anymore. But he hasn't committed a crime, so they can't arrest him. No other nation will take him. So he's kind of just in this gray area with these loopholes, and he's stuck in the terminal. And he's basically living in the airport for months. And the movie's from 2004, and I saw it, 17 years ago, and it was a good movie, but I never saw it again. And I watched most of it last night because I fell asleep after a while. But every day he goes to the counter and applies for a visa and gets rejected every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a thing where he keeps doing it because one of the other workers in the airport has the hots for the immigration and wants information about her so that he can... ask her out and have a relationship with her. So he convinces Tom Hanks to go back every day and ask her questions and whatnot. Anyway, she's played by Zoe Saldana. Okay. The time I had no idea. I had no idea who she was. And this was 5 years before she played Uhura in Star Trek 09, but that's not the connection. The connection is there's a point where he's asking her, You like movies? And she says, no. You like concert? No. Trying to find out information. So eventually he asks her, what do you like? And she says, conventions. And it cuts back to him talking to the worker. And he's got like notes that he wrote down. And in his broken English, he's telling him, she like go convention. She dressed as... Yeoman Rand. So her character is a Trekkie and goes to these conventions dressed as Yeoman Rand, which would mean that the character is essentially wearing the same thing that Uhura was wearing. So in universe, it's off screen, but in universe, Uhura is dressed as Uhura on the weekends.
I just
thought it was neat.
That's cool.
It was something I never realized until 3 o'clock this morning.
Awesome.
Had insomnia.
Yeah. Awesome. That's cool.
if you want a weird Star Trek related, kind of related film, Green Room, with Patrick Stewart and Anton. What is his name? The guy that played Chekhov.
Anton Yelchin.
Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
It's like the 6 year anniversary since his death, too. By the way, this week.
Oh yeah.
6 years, five
that's
years.
Crazy.
That's nuts. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good movie. It's dark, but it's a good movie.
Yeah. All right. I've never seen that one. I'll have to check it out.
Never seen it
either. Picard is the bad guy. It's great.
Oh.
Picard is the bad guy. Yeah. I don't even know if I could watch that.
he plays a very angry white supremacist.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, it's interesting.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's timely.
Grandpa's a bigot.
That's timely. I mean, because white supremacy is the biggest problem in this nation right now and in the world, really. So, I mean, that's timely.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Next topic. Next topic.
Oh, I thought he was being serious.
No. Not being serious at all. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TrekCast, the galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast. That is Daniel Chupacabra.
Welcome to the last episode of TrekCast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Chad's going to get us canceled.
No. I got great intros for you guys. It's Daniel Chupacabra Reyes. It's Dan.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, it's Dan.
I mean, I'm in Bigfoot country.
Yeah, yeah. It's Dan Buzz Lightyear Lombardo, and I am Chad Always Right Waldo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Always on the right.
On the right, at least. Yeah. That's probably correct. That is probably correct, yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, my Lord.
Oop. And, of course... we're going to be talking about it because I'll just say it right now. We have to, right? We're going to be talking about this trailer that hit out of the blue this week, episode 2. And, of course, it's key that we understand.
Episode 2?
Season 2.
Ah.
Q is back.
Yeah.
Expressing his love for Mon Capitan.
You know, there was a lot of thirsty young women on Twitter. For Fox Q.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I saw a lot of that on Instagram as well.
He's always been a good looking guy. I mean, so it wasn't like it came out of left field.
Right. Well.
So.
But seeing the hashtag Silver Fox Q was very interesting.
What have we come to in this country?
Well, I have a question about him. When we get to the topic, I'm not sure that's Q. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, he could be a robot Q.
It is. Well, I mean, Picard might get his wish to become a real boy again. You know? Omenere gato, Mr. Roboto. You know, who knows? So what's been going on with you guys the last few weeks before we get into the news?
I got kicked out of a movie theater with my
brother. You brought honor to your house, sir.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out of a movie theater when
nobody
they're...
there?
Just dying to get people into movie theaters. It's been pretty bad.
Well, as you guys know, my brother has Down syndrome, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we went to a movie last night, and he was playing around on his phone. We got a phone for him. It doesn't work. It's just something he messes around with. And it was before the movie started, so the light is bright. You know, like the lights in the theater are on. Some guy just starts yelling at us from across the theater saying, shut off your damn phone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so basically he escalated the situation and went and complained to the manager. And I'm like, first off, the movie's not even on yet. Second, he's got Down syndrome. I'm trying to get him to stop. But, you know,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
So, yeah, it sucks. Found out later, dude is a homeless dude who just comes and hangs out in the theater to beat the heat. So jeez. That was interesting. Yeah.
Did you get your money back at least?
Well, they let us go into something else at least. And then they also gave us free passes too.
There you go.
Well, at least they were being somewhat kind, right?
Yeah. I mean, and at that point, I didn't want to stay in the original movie. Just, you know, how are you going to watch it in peace with that guy yelling at you? Know?
What were the movies? What was the first one that you left and what'd you go into?
The first one. And it didn't matter what we watch. It's just because my brother likes going to the movies every Saturday.
Yeah.
Because he likes routine. We were going to see some football movie, 12 Orphans. I don't know. It was just on at the time. So
yeah.
We ended up seeing Quiet Place 2.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I was just wondering if it was, you know, if the first movie, like, you know. I would have spoiled it for that guy if I could on the way out. Like, Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Edward Norton plays Edward Norton both ways.
Yeah. It was weird.
He's a homeless guy, so he probably doesn't get those references at all. I mean, just
and who knows if he really is homeless.
Yeah.
Like, that's Cumberbatch is gone! Yeah. And he's like, we all know!
Kirk doesn't really die.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Oh, you guys. So,
I didn't have anything that exciting. I got some Father's Day presents this morning.
Nice.
That was cool. Yeah, I got a t-shirt that says, it's got a trophy on it. It says Dad Joke Champion. So, nice. You know, I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah.
I got some silicone molds that I can make, well, either ice cubes or Jell-O jigglers or chocolate bars in the shape of Han Solo and Carbonite. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
I got some grilling utensils. And then I don't know how to take this one. I got a hammock. You know? And my dad, we still joke about it. My son said to me a few years ago, Dad, your superpower is falling asleep on the couch.
Now it'll be falling asleep on the hammock.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he's leaning into that one.
That's cool.
Dude, you can melt down some chocolate and make some Han Solo chocolate bars.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yep.
Cool.
I'm down. And there were others. There were others. There was a pack. So it's like a Darth Vader head.
Nice.
Stormtrooper head, the Millennium Falcon. But, you know, the Han Solo and Carbonite.
That's, perfect,
that's like the perfect one. That's a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Han bar.
Put some almonds in it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yep.
I have no idea if or what I'm getting for Father's Day today. Nothing's happened yet because we all slept in. I got up like at 9:30 and then walked down here. So I think the girls are up. I hear them. But if I'm lucky, it'll be some vanilla rum and some Dr. Pepper. There you go.
Vanilla rum and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, man. Okay. So the best thing you can do is go to Quick Trip if you have Quick Trips around you. And I don't mean the Quick Trip chain that starts with a Q-W-I-K. Or K-W-I-K. Mm-hmm. It's quick as in Q-W-I-K.
Yeah, the Kevin Smith
The best ones. So anyway, you go in there. During the summertime, they've got 69-cent Coke. Whatever you want, whatever size you want, it's 69 cents. So you go in and you fill it up with no ice, about two-thirds of the way with Dr. Pepper, right? And then you go over to the liquor store and you get Captain Morgan's vanilla rum and you fill it the rest of the way with that. And that's great. That's great. That's a great summertime thing.
You realize that's what homeless do.
I know. So you were the guy in the theater.
Maybe
you're the guy in the theater. You're the guy.
Maybe I was. And it's been like 103 the last couple of days here. So when I got my haircut last night, I almost completely shaved this thing off down to a one. So it's probably non-existent on the video, but it's there.
I'm at I have a decision to make. This is the usual turn back point. So it's like, am I turning back or am I powering through? I don't know. My son wants me to keep it. My wife is like, you're going to be hot. It's summer. And
do both. You should keep it, but get rid of the stash.
One son?
No, just get rid of the stash and then be called Jebediah.
Go Wolverine?
yeah, Wolverine.
You know, if I had a full head of hair, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do a Wolverine
from
time to time, but you know,
I could do that. I should do that. I've got the hair for the Wolverine thing. I should let it go long for
Yeah, we know, Chad. We know. This fucking guy in his hair.
Okay, so with that,
attention all hands. It's time for Star Trek news.
Hit it, Daniel.
All right. So our first news story comes to us from Deadline.com. And this is Julie McNamara exits as Paramount Plus head of programming. So Julie McNamara has been the EVP head of programming at Paramount Plus for the past 15 years. And now she's gone. She's stepping down. So that could be a big deal for Star Trek. She was one of the ones main architects of reviving the franchise and what we have now and what we're going to have. We probably won't see the ripple effects of this for a few years, because everything's already in production or you know, pre-production. But this could change things in the road. We don't know who's going to replace her just yet, but interesting that that's happening. So I figured that was pretty decent off the top. Mm. Yeah.
Is she going somewhere else, or does it say?
It just said that she's leaving the air, leaving CBS. So we don't know what she's going to do yet. So
interesting.
Yeah. Next news story comes to us from space.com. And for you toy collectors, listen up. Playmobil has entered the Epic Star Trek has an Epic Star Trek Enterprise playset coming soon. Expected to hit store shelves in September. It's a giant old school Enterprise, the original with Kirk and crew in Playmobil style. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's expected to be 42 inches long.
That's huge.
And 18 inches wide. So this will be big. So
they say how much it's going to be?
Yeah. No, do not have a price tag yet, but you know, just in time for
I'm thinking about 149 based 149? On yeah, let's like see. the Ecto one they did. Oh. It's about $49. Yeah. They did a Back to the Future DeLorean, same price point, $49.
So
They're weird, Playmobil, because the vehicles are really well made. Mm-hmm. They're really sturdy, like old school toys. You know, a lot of toys nowadays, they're just garbage.
Yeah.
But they're real, you know, they're real sturdy. They're really detailed. But the characters are garbage because they're based on a design from like 1970.
Yeah.
Right.
Something.
Yeah.
They don't look anything like people. It's like Lego. Lego is stuck with their minifigures that they designed in the 70s. And you know, kids seem to love them, but really they're kind of trashy.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I found the Entertainment Earth pre-order page for it, and the price point is $500.
Holy crap!
$499.99. Yeah.
What?
Well, it's huge. It's almost 4 feet long, 42 inches.
Yeah.
I mean, good God! You can't even hang that. Yeah. Up. I don't even have the room to hang that above me here.
I mean, you can get your PlayStation 5, or you can get this.
No. I mean, who's gonna? Yeah. $500, wow. Man, that's not going to sell. I'm sorry. It'll sell some, but not enough to make
it'll
up for
sell.
It. Not enough Dude, to make up for it.
It will.
Got to have volume
just
for
in
that.
Time for Christmas, though, man. In September, it comes out. Yeah.
Hmm.
There's going to be some dads who get this for Christmas.
Yeah, no kids.
Yeah.
Very few kids, right?
No kid that plays with Playmobil. Like,
well,
not at that age, at least.
If you haven't already spent that last Stimmy check, save it for the fall.
Yeah. And our last news story comes to us from FanSided, and there is going to be a Star Trek auction coming up. So it's expected to take place on the 28th of this month. So what is that? In just over a week. And we're going to get cool things, including some concept art panels, some costume sketches. We're even getting prosthetics from Star Trek Into Darkness. And some props. There's even going to be a what they call very rare Hero Type 2 phaser pistol from the original series. Yeah. And we're getting a Klingon mask from Star Trek The Undiscovered Country. So that's pretty cool. So,
you know, it cracks me up when they talk about selling prosthetics and masks and all that. That stuff is made of latex.
Mm-hmm.
And latex breaks down over time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen pictures of the animatronic masks that they used for the first Ninja Turtle movie.
All of those things
like
horror?
In 1990. Yeah, it looks like, it's like nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
They look terrible.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't imagine a Klingon mask from the Undiscovered Country. I mean, that came out, what, a year after that? 91? I think
yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I can't imagine that looking very good.
No, you need to kind of put it in an enclosed case and suck the oxygen out of it and fill it with nitrogen or something to keep it from decaying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's here's your little pieces of scrap latex, basically.
Basically, you touch it and it just turns to dust in your hands. Mm. It's yeah.
Yeah.
It's gross.
But people will buy that stuff.
They will.
People buy some crazy
apparently,
stuff.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's all the news I got. All
right, great. Let's move right on to the feedback.
Cool. Hailing frequencies. Open.
All right, so I think the only real feedback we got was maybe Paris Vaughn. I don't know if I don't think we read this in the last episode.
Okay, maybe
we did. Talked about Dark Matter, a show that we should give a shot to.
Go ahead.
Okay, so she says, "Hey, just want to let you know you should give Dark Matter a chance. If you like Stargate as much as I do, you'd probably end up liking it. It's a Canadian show, not British, and the showrunner of the series was Joseph Malozzi. He was executive producer for all three Stargate TV shows. It was going to eventually cross over with Stargate at some point, but never had the chance. A lot of Stargate actors appear. David Hewlett, who's awesome. Tori Higginson, Mina Tapping, others. And then, of course, she gave a plug for Continuum, which I do love. Continuum is an excellent, excellent show. If you haven't watched that, you should. And then she has a link to her website on here. I'll be darned. Look at this artwork. I didn't even see that before. Wow, Paris. Look at you. This is some cool artwork. Cool artwork. Anyway, okay. I'll get back into that later. That was the only email over on my side of things on the email. And then, of course, we got some coffee account stuff. I don't know what else you have, Daniel.
So, wait. Basically, she said... She said, two-thirds of you guys don't like Stargate. Here, try this show that's just like Stargate.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's why she sent it to me, because I love Stargate. But anyway.
Right.
I know Dan doesn't like stuff that's too Canadian sometimes, but here, try this Canadian show.
Not British, Canadian.
Watch some Stargate, eh?
Mount your moose. Okay, so over on the coffee account 9 days ago...
Here's our space moose, eh?
9 days ago, Commander Felton says, "Tell Dan's mom the Trekkies say hello back."
Thank you, Commander. Yep. I will let her know and later today.
The next donation is from Mike Quigley, who says, "When Moogie calls, you better answer the phone, podcast or not."
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Moogie!
And then, of course, let's see, we got Daryl 7 days ago. He says, "Check out Stargate Atlantis. It's a mix of DS9 and Voyager, lots of Star Trek alumni in it, and even one episode that's a Tuvix-type episode," which is correct, with Trip playing the Tuvix-type character in that. So that was kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah. So lots of sci-fi in Canada, I think, for tax breaks and multiple climate types in the British Columbia. Of course, because it doesn't look like Nebraska. And then, of course, 7 days ago, we got Mike Medina just giving us a donation. Nothing mentioned there. So cool. Appreciate that. Taryn and Snuzzlefeet both had a donation within the last 4 days as well. No messages from them. And then we got a message from Eric Woods. And this one I like. So this was 5 days ago. And he says, "Here's a coffee for each of you for inspiring me to give DS9 another shot after giving up on it 20 years ago. Couldn't get past season one and season two. Halfway through season four." Halfway through season four now and loving the nostalgia. Sisko banging Mirror Dax was also a nice bonus.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. That's awesome. Yep.
Nice. Yep. Nice. That's great.
On the...
Man, that's exciting.
Well, thank you for those donations.
We're going
to
drink all those in Vegas.
Watch DS9 for the first time now.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm like jealous because hey, you have new Star Trek to watch.
Yep.
And it's good stuff.
And it's good. Yeah. It's really, really good.
Hey, we'll have new Star Trek soon. August will be around, and then we'll have Lower Decks.
Yeah, and that'll be good too, because Lower Decks is fantastic. I mean, that's just a fun show. That's a fun show. If you're listening to this and you haven't watched Lower Decks yet, either because you're overseas or whatever and it hasn't been on, but you can get it now. It's available everywhere now at this point. You need to get on and watch it. That's an excellent show. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of nostalgia, too, in that one. I mean, they bring back all kinds of there's references everywhere. You could probably we would probably go through and rewatch all of those right now and pick up on things we missed. I guarantee it, because they pack so much in there.
Oh, there's probably.
One of the things we just didn't remember.
And when does that come
August
out?
August 12th or 13th, right around convention time.
Oh, wow. That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yep. That means we'll be back to weekly shows at that point.
If we're not already. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So do you have any feedback on your end? Facebook, Instagram, emails? Nothing?
Nah, nothing really. I didn't put up the post that we were recording until like 10 minutes before we started recording.
In true form as we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we weren't sure up until like, you know,
yesterday yeah.
really.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, all right. We'll move yeah. right into the topic then. All right, and of course, this week's topic is talking about this trailer that dropped on us this last week, Picard Season 2, obviously mm-hmm. showing us a little bit of Q, Mon Capitan. So.
Yeah,
so
it
to recap.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, okay. Yep. I didn't realize that. So to recap the trailer, Grandpa is staggering through the house, yelling for the maid. Can't find
right.
the maid.
Yeah.
And bumps into Q, who is the same snarky bastard that we remember from, was it 25 yeah. years ago? Mm-hmm. I don't know. When did 26? I don't even know. It's too
Long
early for math.
Ago. Multiple
Long
decades.
Time ago. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's the gist. And then we hear some voiceovers that kind of give us an idea that this season is going to be time travel themed, which it's like, all right, we're going back to that.
I don't know if it's necessarily time travel, but it's just the time. It's just Q's just messed everything up. So, I mean, you can look at it in terms of time travel as opposed to he's just broken the timeline. But the same thing, I suppose. What I find fascinating.
I'm excited and exhausted by that at the same time, because it's like we keep going back to the time travel well over and over and over and over and over. And it's Star Trek. It's not Time Trek. But at the same time, if we're going to get a glimpse at different points in the life of Jean-Luc Picard, I'm kind of excited about that. So,
well, I think my comment to you guys was I'm excited to be disappointed, but,
well, cause very early on in the trailer, Q says you're at the end of the road not taken.
Yeah.
So that tells me everything we're seeing is something that didn't happen or could have happened.
Could have happened, right? Well, of course. Of course it is, because one of the clips we see is Jeri Ryan, 7 of 9, with no Borg prosthetics, and she's got a wedding ring on.
Yeah.
And she's got what looked like a Terran badge. I couldn't really make out that badge too much. That she sees when she looks down on her dresser.
That Rangers thing that she was supposed to be a part of.
Do what?
I think it's that Rangers, whatever those guys are.
Yeah, but why would she? That's weird. Still part of the Rangers, but not a Borg and married to
So what did you say the badge looked like?
I thought it looked like a Terran Empire badge, but
okay, well here's that kind of ties into what I said, that you know that might not be Q. Did you notice something different about Q?
The outfit? Other than his outfit, yeah.
He has a goatee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Evil Q, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know that that's our Q. Yeah. I mean, that could be, you know, mirror universe Q.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we don't even know that there's a mirror universe Q. There could be one Q continuum that you know, exists outside of all of that. And this Q is, you know, maybe he's pulled Picard into that universe, and that's why he's dressed like in the mirror universe, and that's why he's got the goatee. I don't know.
Yeah.
We've never seen the mirror universe on TNG. We've seen it on Deep Space Nine. We've seen it on TOS. We've seen it on
Enterprise.
We've never seen it on Voyager. We've never seen it on TNG.
Did we never see it on Voyager?
And this is a... No. There were alternate universes, but not the mirror universe.
That's right. That's right.
And while Picard is called Picard, you know, the second biggest name on the show is the star of Star Trek Voyager. So, I mean, this, you know, doing a mirror universe type story would check two boxes. Yeah.
And then it's something new and something we've never seen, so that checks that box for you know, creating TV. So the big problem I had is that Rios has got Gambit gloves. The fingerless gloves. That's, I mean, come on, dude.
Did he had a Starfleet badge on though, didn't he? So I don't get the
He's still
in Starfleet, but he has his ship and he's not wearing a uniform, but he's got the badge. I don't get that. Was he Section 31? I don't.
He's an independent contractor.
Yeah.
And he's got those gloves specifically so he can fill out those W-9 forms, right? So
he's in the USS Blackwater.
Yeah. So we saw Picard in a Starfleet uniform. So is that a flashback, you think, or you think he's you know, back in?
He's at some sort of like presentation too, because there's a lot of people are like in some conference with uniforms too. So
I think that scene, going on there. Wherever he's at, whatever the timeline, mirror universe, whatever, wherever he's at, he's still in Starfleet and never left. I think that's what that represents.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can make up anything at this point. There's a lot of good content there in that trailer. They packed a lot in a very quick amount of time, but at the same time, it could go anywhere. I mean, Agnes is still around, so apparently she doesn't go to jail in the mirror universe or alternate timeline.
Oh, she's murdering more people.
She's around to kill more. So, or as I like to think of it, of course, it's Q, or could it be?
It's been messing up everything.
I mean, it could be her too, you know. So
yeah. What do you think of the line? So Picard says, "We can save the future, and I will get us home together."
Whole the universe is going to end if we don't do X, Y, and Z thing again, because that's every season now of Trek outside of Lower Decks. Right? So all the new Trek we've gotten so far has had overarching arc for that season of everybody's going to die, the universe is going to end, and one person has to save it, whether that's Burnham and now Picard. Every season is that. That's the only bone I have to pick with it. Honestly, that's the only bone I have to pick with it. And in fact, I went and watched, well, I have lots of bones to pick with it, but that's the major one, right? So the creativity isn't there in terms of if you're going to make it to where every single season is one overarching story, it doesn't have to be the universe is going to end story every time, right? So
yeah,
I went back, and this will shock you. I went back and I watched Discovery, season one, episode one. And I watched it with, you know, I had a drink beforehand, so I was feeling good. I wasn't drunk, but I was, you know, happy. So,
Dr. Pepper and Captain Morgan.
There you go. So,
yeah.
Get your hobo slushy.
I did.
Straight almost out of the paper bag.
Not quite. Out of the plastic cup. So.
Yeah.
I sat down and I watched it. I tried to watch it with a critical eye, right? I actually tried to watch it without my critical eye. I tried to just, whatever, take it for what it is. And that first episode isn't quite so bad going back and watching it again. After all the things that have happened with Burnham, I'm almost like a little happier with cardboard cutout Burnham and no emotion and no and just no everything flatlined than where she's at now. So I don't know. It was an interesting thing. And, of course, everybody, if you go back and watch that, one thing that will strike you as odd is everybody on the bridge of the Discovery, obviously you never see them again because they all die, but they're totally wild and weird. Like, they're just totally weird. Like, the person sitting next to the pilot lady, Detmer, literally has a Daft Punk helmet thing on that when the ship goes into red alert, their display says red alert on the front of it for everybody to look at. Like, what the hell? That's the weirdest thing. I never noticed that before. Huh. But it's literally a Daft Punk, you know, one of those two guys just sitting there with their helmet on.
But that's, you know, that's every show, that the first few episodes are not like what the show turns out to be. If you watch the first few episodes of TNG, you know, the dudes are walking around in skirts, which I'm pretty sure next season we're going to see dudes in skirts.
Strange New Worlds.
It's just, you know, it's just where the world's going.
Yeah.
I mean, DS9, Sisko had hair.
Yeah. The first two seasons he had hair, then he went bald. Yeah.
Oh, in the first season? Yeah.
He looks so different from the first couple of seasons versus being shaved. I tell you what.
There's one episode nobody talks about where he's got the hair and the goatee, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's the transitional phase, Sisko.
Yeah. Anyway, so no, I'm excited. They didn't say anything in that trailer. I watched it again this morning. I didn't see anything about when it was coming, but it said 2022, didn't it? Yeah. So.
Yeah. So.
I'm predicting January. Well, I guess I don't know. It depends on where.
So, what do you think we get this year?
Well, that's the real glasses half full prediction.
It'll probably be end of January, early February, because February is sweeps month. Yeah. So they're gonna want that. That March is another sweeps.
Well, when does Discovery fit in? Because obviously they dropped the trailer for that long ago, like 2 months ago now.
And it just says 2021. It doesn't say when in 2021.
Discovery says 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. But like we've said before.
So is sweeps still
streaming,
a thing?
That's what I was going to ask.
Is sweeps still a thing?
Yeah, because the way they count it now is they still have got their main, you know, TV channels, and those are still profitable on top of it, because it's Paramount and it's, you know, Paramount Plus. So they also track the numbers of views on Paramount Plus, because remember, a lot of us have ads in our shows with Paramount Plus, so they need to count that.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so.
No. But
so it sounds like Lower Decks, Discovery, Picard, boom, 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 and then after Picard, Strange New Worlds. So we're not going to get a 2022 year long of Trek. There's no way at this point now.
I don't know, man, because like Strange New Worlds, we haven't seen anything of, but it's been shooting just as long as Picard, if not longer. Because we don't know if they've wrapped Strange.
You know, it would be great if they just surprised the hell out of us and they did an old-fashioned full order, like 26 episodes of Strange New Worlds, and they're all an hour long because it's streaming and no overarching story at all. It's 26 self-contained stories. I know, I'm just
total dreamland,
pie in the sky,
total dreamland. But they are supposed to be episodic. They're supposed to be episodic. That's what they've said, but then again, they said
I know
a lot of things, but that'd be great. That would be fantastic. You know, because then you're looking at 26. You could stretch that to 30. Then you're looking at 30 weeks out of 52. If Picard takes the first 14 weeks, maybe they have a break in there somewhere, you know, out of 12 episodes, and they do the first 14 weeks. So now you're looking at almost the entire year just on two shows. And you know they're doing season 3 of Lower Decks right now. So I would predict that Lower Decks is going to come out every single August at this point.
Well, and we always forget, but Prodigy is also lurking around there. And it's set to come out this year. We don't know when either.
See, that's a lot for this year. So in terms of getting next year, you know, the year of Trek, something new every week, I just don't see them being able to fill that right now. Not with new every week.
Well, and remember, Lower Decks also got signed on for season 3. So they could do season 2 this year. Save 3 for next year and still have got stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I think Lower Decks is every August. We've also got August to September, because what is it, 10 shows?
Yeah.
I think it was 10 shows. So you've got August through September, the first couple of weeks of October. You've got those 3 months nailed at this point. Then Discovery right behind it. Then Picard right behind that. Then Strange New Worlds right behind that. And by the time that wraps up, you got Lower Decks again. So, yeah, it could get close.
Yeah,
it could be a Picard, Strange New Worlds, Lower Decks, Discovery every year.
I didn't put this in the news, but we did also get the voice cast for Prodigy this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool. One of the other things we also learned this week about Prodigy is that the show is based in the Delta Quadrant. So I don't know why there's a Janeway hologram in the Delta Quadrant, yeah, but that's okay. Interesting. And what does that say about it's supposed to be a Starfleet yeah. ship out there? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, it's been 20-something yeah. years since Voyager went yeah. off the air. You know, advancements in propulsion and whatnot. The Delta Quadrant is probably not as far off as it used to be.
Yeah.
Transwarp conduits, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows? All right,
so back to Picard. Any other predictions or thoughts on it? I haven't had time to go and watch like some of these breakdowns of like the 8 things you missed or that, you know, those kinds of things on YouTube. I don't know if you guys have watched any of those yet or seen them.
No, no.
I saw one, but we pretty much covered everything that was in there. There wasn't, because there's not a lot to this trailer.
It's very much a teaser. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get a lot more as it gets closer. I think they just card day.
Refresh my memory. Do we know who's showing up in this season? Has there been anything confirmed?
So we were told very early on, and this is like back before the pandemic, that Robert Picardo is going to be in it.
That's right. Yeah.
And then Whoopi was supposed to be in it.
That's right. That's
and that
right.
was it. I don't think we even got a confirmation on Jonathan Frakes or
Geordi
or Troy or I don't think we got confirmation on any of them. Or Worf. Yeah, no Worf. So
definitely no Worf. He's making waves with his Twitter account.
we don't even know if the dog is going to be back.
Well, no, probably not.
Number one. Yeah.
No, it's just one episode. So.
Yeah.
Spin that off. He needs his own show.
Even Porthos, these detectives.
Yeah.
Well, what about this? What about this report or this? I forget where I read it. Probably on Giant Freaking Robot, some stupid site like that. But they were talking about how the JJ movies are going to get a spinoff show as well. That they're actually actively working on and writing right now.
They could be making a pitch because it's a one big writer's room that controls the whole universe, and they branch them out into like departments almost for the shows. So who knows? I bet
they need to make one more movie. They need to make one more movie and just tie up that storyline and kind of fold the universe back in and just close the door on it already.
Do something. Kill one of them off. Have one of them come into the regular timeline. Something.
I'm saying, man, they need to do just a TNG reboot movie. Just like the, you know, a new cast, new universe, and just do TNG movies. Mm. James McAvoy is Picard.
Well, they still got that slate of, what, 2 or 3 movies that they were going to make as direct to Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on with that? We haven't heard anything on that.
they say a lot of things.
Place in terms of all that stuff.
And we've given up on Short Treks,
apparently. That's not a thing. I don't think that's a thing anymore. They haven't said anything about that since last fall. So it's just not even part of their thought process at this point, I don't think. So.
No, I don't think so either.
And who knows? They may surprise us and throw one out there for Strange New Worlds or something to get in between one of these other shows that's going on to get everybody excited and jazzed for it. But with extra footage, I mean, if you've got extra footage, then why not? You know, stitch something together or add a few couple of scenes here and there to stitch something together of interest. So
yeah.
Something that's actually going to stick, unlike Calypso, which I think is going to be totally forgotten as part of their storyline with Discovery.
They keep saying that it's adamant that it's going to connect.
It's going to connect because at some point the ship is just going to take over and lose its mind and then jump to that spot. There you go. So that's how it connects.
Exactly.
But all right. Anything else on the Picard trailer? We kind of blasted through that faster than I thought we would.
Yeah. Let me see. I got a article just all about it. Rios is on his ship. Soji's got her high fashion look with the shoulder pads.
Yeah, I don't think she's a robot in that. I think she's going to be. I think she's going to be a real person in that. Just because, why not? Why would?
Could be.
I guarantee you, Q's going to do that with Picard. You're a real boy now. You know, he's going to say something snarky, right? Why wouldn't he? That's perfect. That's perfect.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's too perfect. You're no longer Pinocchio. He's going to make some kind of childish reference. It'll be funny as shit.
Probably.
There are no androids in that clip at all. Obviously, there's no Data, but there's no, other than Soji, who looks, I don't know, like I said, I think she's going to be just a person. No other robots.
But we have seen set footage, or scenes from set footage of one of those androids, the B4 androids.
Oh, in season two?
Just walking around. Yeah, in season
two. Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so somewhere they're going to be walking around in the background, at least.
They need to be. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, the whole timeline thing can do anything at this point. So.
Yeah.
At least that part's interesting, right? See what they do with it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
hell yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think I've
hell
got that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yes, I do.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
And so I just looked it up, too. Prodigy is set right around the same time as Picard. So.
Okay.
Oh, in the timeline,
there's
you mean?
That at least.
Okay.
In the timeline. So. Maybe right. Picard goes to the Delta Quadrant.
Yeah, it could just be an explorer ship that gets lost over there and it has EMH programs could on be. It. And that's how these aliens learn about Starfleet, you know? So. Because it's a teachable moment.
I think she's the emergency command hologram.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
I think that's
no,
what
I think
she
they
is.
Already said that, didn't they?
Did they?
They just said she's a hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
The
or maybe she's like some hologram that's like the facts of the Delta Quadrant, and since the ship's out there, like based off of her experience, I don't know. Tour guide.
She's the paper tour guide. Clip. Yeah.
She's
Clippy.
Badgie.
Badgie. Oh, man. I need to have a clip of that guy.
Looks like you're trying to steal the starship. Yeah, how can I help?
What's his name? Boimler's trying to do the command thing. Oh, my God. I've never done this simulation where we've killed all 75 kids. Let's do it again. Was that Ransom who says that?
I have to rewatch.
Yeah.
To rewatch
that's
that
gonna be fun to rewatch before season two comes out. I think that's got to be a thing, and we need to try at some point here. Maybe we can do it during the convention, I don't know, because I'm gonna take all this stuff with me, but we need to try to do one of those watch parties where we're all watching the same thing at the same time via Netflix's teleparty thing or whatever, or something like that. I'll watch a show and then be able to comment and watch it in real time. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Are you guys watching Loki?
I have not started to watch that. I watched the first episode about halfway through, was confused, but enjoyed it, and haven't watched any more yet. I haven't had time.
So there's a Lower Decks connection to
Loki. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, just from the actors or something?
Yeah. The clerk that opens the... Spoilers. That opens the drawer of Infinity Stones. The clerk that gets threatened by Loki says, "I'm going to cut you like a fish."
It's Pillboy.
Yeah, that's also
from The Good Place.
Oh, is that what he is in The Good Place?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
he's also Rutherford.
Oh, who died? Decks.
Okey-dokey.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Was that Rutherford? No, that wasn't Rutherford who died. That was Shax.
Yeah, Shax died. Yeah, so there you go.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what
Okey-dokey.
He looks like. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, come on. There it is.
Okie dokie. Yep.
It's like his first day.
The soundboard is just so weird because sometimes it'll let me scroll up and down to get to more of them, and then every once in a while, the same thing that I do to scroll will suddenly be the same thing to move the tiles around. It's just irritating as shit.
Wow.
One of these days, I'll just buy a actual soundboard that's just a real thing with physical freaking programmed buttons on it. And be done.
I just can't wait for the day that you smash it like Godzilla.
That's funny. Get all raged out on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go have some Father's Day brunch.
Yep, you do that.
There you go.
I think the girls are cooking some eggs, and we got fries from Five Guys last night to have with our eggs. Scrambled eggs and Five Guys fries are the best. So
Nice.
Along with okay. Dr. Pepper and vanilla rum. Hey, it's noon somewhere.
Have a hobo slushy. It's
I'm
on me.
I'm starting early.
All right, guys. All right,
see you guys.
See you guys later.
Bye.
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 Well, there you have it, another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us, we'll get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.
You ready to sing goodbye?
I am. So long, farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now. Until we meet again, I say so long, farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now. Until we meet again. It's been great to play and sing together.
In the box.
And now it's time to say goodbye. So long, farewell to you, my friends. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. Goodbye for now, until we meet again. You're watching the...